Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and scar the nation. No matter what you say, the moon will continue to play, play until the day we are repaid. Here I sit thinking about the moon that we have traveled, and every other man still hopes that we may come unravel. I do not claim to know the answer to every single question. All that I can really say is we are on a worldly mission. Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and scar the nation.
Let's get ready to rumble. I never. Because I had that announcer used to do that.
Oh, you have to hold it a long time.
Let's get ready to rumble. I don't think I do it as well as he did. Seven after the hour. Hello. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with, let's see, Kenny Kessler, the info wrestler, and Molly Page, the news sage, and Rich McFadden, and sooner or later, Jennifer Horn. And Doug here with the items of interest and import. Perhaps the story that we can be interested in that has no political consequences whatsoever is Tropical Storm Bill. Harsh. How many people from Texas are running for governor? Cruz and Perry, right?
So far.
So far, right. How about we take a quick peek at what the Fed is doing?
Let's do babies first.
Oh, you do? Okay. Birth rates.
Always go with babies.
Babies, birth rates, that sort of thing. All right, so U.S. women are increasing fertility drugs? What's this all about?
Well, the end to the baby hold-off seems to be at hand. Mm-hmm. It appears the baby recession could be over. Preliminary figures are showing that U.S. births were up last year for the first time in 7 years.
Yeah.
About 53,000 more babies were born in 2014 than the year before, 1% increase.
So who thinks this is good news? Not me. It's nothing good in this
story. Wait, you've had kids, so why is it not good news?
Because there's too many. We have too many people on the planet. We can't feed the people we have, and to bring more into the planet is nothing but irresponsible.
So I'm like incredibly responsible because I haven't had any kids.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
You deserve a you deserve a break today.
I made one kid and bought one kid.
Yep.
So you adopted.
The American dream. There it is, right there.
And I married in and got two used ones.
Yeah, so.
That's right. There you go.
I got two of my own, thanks.
Yeah.
So this is, okay, so it's a news story. We don't have to draw,
I do draw a
conclusion, because I think that it is, as I said, and I have been consistently saying for years, this is not good. This is bad. And if you follow back through my logic, talking about what's going on in the American family farms, the fact that the government and big pharma, not pharma with a PH, but pharma with an F, is doing pretty much everything in its power, knowingly or unknowingly, to drive the family farmer out of business, which is now making the land on these smaller family farms, it becomes available for development. So we build houses to take care of the people that we now can't take care of. And we're going to have more people that we can't take care of. We're going to have less food to feed them. So you mark my words, 25, 35 years from now, never mind, we're not going to be able to feed, as the breadbasket of the world, much of the population of the world. We're not going to be able to feed ourselves. And this just does nothing except make the problem more of a problem. Okay, Richie, sorry. I'm not sorry, but go ahead. What do you got?
What I thought was interesting is that birth rates are up across all ethnicities.
Categories. Yep.
So it's not like one category or another category. I mean, it's across the board.
Yep. Not sure.
Spanish, black, Korean, Asian, white, whatever it is. Everybody's having more kids.
Yeah.
Except teenagers. That's down, which we talked about last week.
Well, that's great. So fewer teen pregnancies.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. And
there's the bright spot.
Yep.
Deadly. Because
always.
You and I are both kind of like,
look on the bright.
It's getting out of control.
Hey, you know what? We missed the beginning of Ramadan. Or have we missed? Oh, wait a minute. It's not ready to begin until June 21st.
Sundown. Oh, right? I thought it was sundown tonight.
Oh, is it tonight? Okay. Yeah. Oh, I see. Well, yeah. It begins sundown tonight, and I guess it goes through June 21st.
So we haven't missed it.
No.
Yay.
Muslim Holy Month traditionally starts the morning after the naked eye sighting of the new moon, which tonight I think we have a new moon, right?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The naked eye sighting?
I don't know. I have to check with my astrologer friend, and I'll get back to you on that, Richie.
Yeah, you're the stars and the moon guy here. Yeah.
Okay. And I saw a star last night. We'll have a little Barry Manilow concert later on for your benefit and for everybody's benefit.
Oh, that's right. Did you cry? That's all you need to let us know.
I had a few tears. Yeah.
Good for you.
Right. And a Manilow birthday.
Barry Manilow is 72 today. I found it hard to believe. I thought he was about my age. We were speculating because they have great the sense, the resource that they use to have electronically a lot of there were a lot of gizmos that were used in gadgets to make the experience better. It's been a long time. Even when I saw Manilow 10 years ago, I didn't get the audience being as excited as they were. Here's a guy who's been at this for 40 years. And yet he brings, and there were all ages in the, and the garden was filled, all ages in there, and just hooting and hollering for a guy that hasn't had a hit in 20, in 20 years.
Now, when you say all ages, do you mean?
I mean all ages. There were
people
there younger.
Their kids.
Yeah,
millennials?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right. So,
yeah. But
so
the older.
50 and 60 year olds were bringing their kids.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And did nothing but clean entertainment, a little fun. He's had a lot of work done on his face, but
did he have cheekbone implants?
He apparently something like that. Either that, or he's got a close relative that's a squirrel. one or the other. But okay. I'll tell you something: the guy's still got it, still. Mm-hmm. And
he's an amazing talent.
The energy behind what he was doing, the way it's produced, the guy's a consummate showman. We were walking out, and I was thinking about. This, you know, he's I don't know anything about his personal life other than I think he's gay, but I don't know what his family life, who he's got in his life. And so we were talking about how successful. Here's a guy that one single person, there were probably 16, 17,000 people. That's what the garden holds, 17, maybe 18,000. Place was pretty much full. So all these people there to see one guy. And what that must feel like for a guy, even if he's been on stage for 40 years, what does that feel like when you go out there and the crowd screams and yells for 4 or 5 minutes? And they're on their feet most of the night and dancing and moving around. I saw Meredith move like I've never seen her move before, just to kind of move into the music and stuff.
Did he do any of his commercial jingles?
No, you know, somebody asked me that earlier. He did not, and I forgot. I was talking about it.
Like
with,
a good neighbor. That's
State
him.
State Farm is there. Yep.
McDonald's. I'm stuck on Band-Aid.
And Band-Aid stuck on you. Yep.
Let me see.
I'm a pepper. You're a pepper.
I'm a pepper.
You're a pepper.
You deserve a break today.
What's the McDonald's? Yeah,
you deserve
that's the
a break
today.
Today.
Yeah.
That's all him.
All that stuff is him. And so, anyway, the point we were making when we were walking back to the car was, what is it like when you're on the road like that and you go back to your hotel room and you're by yourself? What do you think that's like for
Oh, I think he trashes the room and has a massive party.
Somehow, I don't think that fits into his M.O. But anyway, it was a great opportunity. This is supposedly his third and last final tour. So, and at 72, maybe it is.
I was where was I the other day? I don't know. Some guy had a Rolling Stones shirt on from like 1985. And I'm like, I have three of them where they said they were going to retire.
That'd be the end of
and
it.
And that was it, right?
Yeah.
So we were comparing Rolling Stones
and I wonder,
retirement
Richie,
concert shirts.
It's not the money. I wonder
Farewell
if it isn't
tour.
What I just said about him being by, and then you need the accolades, you need the
I'm pretty
the
sure
crowd.
There's somebody in that hotel room waiting
well,
for
him. Yeah. You don't know that, though. How would you like to own a piece of American history?
Yes.
Government Planet, part of the Iron Planet family,
this is
the
so
leader
awesome.
In online auctions of government and military surplus, has auctions taking place every single Wednesday.
These things are so much fun, Doug. When I was in the car business, I used to buy old police cars.
Yep. Oh, that's fun.
And they were so much fun.
Well, what you can buy at Government Planet, Humvees, utility vehicles that have seen service, all kinds of trailers, and the Government Planet inspection report will assure you that any vehicle you buy is going to be what they say it is. So you buy with confidence because all the items are inspected and guaranteed, backed in fact, by the big Iron Planet Ironclad Guarantee. Do not miss Government Planet's huge online Humvee sale next Wednesday. There's a sale every Wednesday, but next week, it's a biggie on Humvees. 4x4 Humvees, some of the lowest prices ever seen. Tons of Humvees that have served their time on the battlefield, and now they are for sale. This is a special Government Planet sale, so prepare yourself for it. Go check out the Humvees. Don't miss the Government Planet auction site. That's govplanet.com. This is maybe a better way to get inside. You want to preview the items and see some of the photos and browse the inventory, and then you can bid on the items you are interested in using your mobile device. All you have to do is text the word Doug, me, not M-E, but D-O-U-G, Doug, to 511-511. Registration on governmentplanet.com is free. Text the word Doug, that's D-O-U-G, to 511-511 to see all of the items. That's D-O-U-G to 511-511.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Communication should be easy. You say something, the other person hears it. Done.
But it doesn't always work that way. Why? Because each of you see it your own way.
Blogger Guy Harris suggests a simple way to prevent misunderstandings. Ask a question.
For example, I just want to make sure that I'm clear. Would you please tell me what you understood me to say?
Listen carefully as they respond. Are they seeing it the way you said it? If not, try restating your message.
You can use the same technique when someone tells you something. Rephrase what they said in your own words and then ask them if you got it right.
Communicate clearly by confirming your counterpart concurs. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Gold Glove third baseman was solid in the regular season, but shined during the postseason. And he was named the 1998 World Series MVP.
Rochus hits one in the left. Back at the wall. The Yankees have tied it again.
So where is Scott Brosius now? Scott moved from the Yankees' hot corner right into the dugout as an assistant coach at his alma mater, Linfield College in Oregon. In 2008, he became the team's manager and posted a record of 133-49. And he was named Northwestern Conference Coach of the Year three times.
There's a lot of life after baseball, and this is really what it's all about, is preparing ourselves for the rest of our lives.
Looks like Scott found his field of dreams. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how important is it to keep customers from defecting to the competition? Very important. And in this day and age of customer no service, many companies just don't seem to get it. Why don't companies go out of their way to court loyal customers? Maybe they don't realize the dollar science of it. If a company can keep a mere 5% of their customer base from defecting to the competition, they'll significantly impact their bottom line. Some researchers estimate the positive dollar impact may be between 25 and 85% increase on the bottom line. What's the cheap side? Psychological trick? If you're really nice to customers, you get their money. It's just not complicated.
I want that money!
More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Theodore Roosevelt said, "Believe you can, and you're halfway there." Venus Williams says you have to believe in yourself when no one else does. That makes you a winner right there.